Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to another record-breaking episode of Caravan of Garbage.
Elaborate on that.
We broke a record last week.
Did we?
Because we did the oldest movie we've ever done.
Whoa.
And this week, we're breaking that record again by doing the oldest movie we've ever done.
Whoa. Now, this isn't the oldest movie we've ever talked about in our private lives. I'm just saying.
Might be.
What about all the times we've whiled away, you know, in front of a fireplace talking about the train that comes into the station, everybody thinks it's a real train and they're like, ah, look out.
That's
and
a good
sometimes,
point.
Sometimes we describe it to each other so evocatively that we actually think a train is coming at us. We're not even watching the movie. But I'm like, ah, no, James, stop describing it so well.
People could appreciate how well we describe things.
I think
just
so
from these videos
alone. Yeah. Sometimes we'll get a
That's
comment.
Why we get so many likes. People leave likes on this video.
That's right. And comments that are like, what's the plot of this? They didn't describe the plot. Sometimes we just assume you all know, I guess.
Yeah, you know King Kong, right?
That's just right.
A maniac.
Yeah.
Some maniac running about.
That's right.
Running amok.
Yeah.
Getting some people who deserve it and some people who quite frankly don't.
You've probably seen the 2005 version. You might have
we
seen
We did a
version.
Video on it.
You might have seen the 70s version.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was on TV when I was a kid.
Probably.
You may not have seen the 1933 version, King Kong or Men Who Hate Women for No Reason, the movie. Just a bunch of men on a ship being like, "This, what are you doing here?"
She's like, "I'm here for the King Kong movie."
No, I don't like that.
There's a moment.
There's a great line. I know exactly where you're going with this.
Do you want to do it now?
Well, there's a moment where, so it's Fay Wray.
Yeah.
Breakout role as this young woman who's come to the big city, but she wants to make it somehow, and she gets roped into this suicide mission to go to an island. And be accosted by a giant ape and everybody else.
Yes.
But she spends some time on the ship with a bunch of people who don't like her.
Yeah. They're like, well, one guy in particular, the love interest,
yes.
Jack, who's like, what's women doing here? I hate women. Why you ruin everything? Why don't you kill yourself?
And then 30 minutes into the movie, after a small number of conversations, he says to her, they're alone and they're on the deck of the ship, and he says, I guess I love you.
Yeah.
And she says, but Jack, you hate women. and he does.
He goes, yeah, I know. He literally says, yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah. James, this was a simpler time. You could meet a woman for 30 minutes.
Be awful.
Be awful and then marry her.
Because she had to, because she couldn't get a credit card or a home.
Exactly.
If she didn't marry
I think
you.
Of this era as the all right, boys era. Because it was all, you know, and it was a simpler time. It was a beautiful time. You'd have 10 to 20 of your boys behind you and you could go like, all right, boys, let's build a raft. All right, boys, back to the ship. All right, boys, see these prehistoric wonders from before the dawn of man? Let's shoot them. You know?
Yeah,
your
absolutely.
Boys are backing no matter what. They just murmur.
Yeah.
You know, you'd say, all right, boys, and they go,
you got to make sure that you're the head of the boys, though.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't want to be one of those murmuring fellows. You'll get tipped right off a tree to your death. You'll be one of several men who die that way.
And you're like, were they in an earlier scene, or is this new for the, I don't know, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right, boys, take some photos of this ape. And get trampled by the ape. All right, boys.
This is a pretty remarkable movie.
Yeah.
Imagine seeing this, though, in 1933.
Yeah.
I mean, now, yuck, old, obviously.
Yeah, yuck. I mean, on the one hand, full respect for using the Zack Snyder Justice League aspect ratio. Gotta respect that.
Absolutely.
Zack Snyder's the blueprint, as we know.
That's right. They recut the original King Kong to fit his vision. No, look, I am joking in terms of it being yuck. This genuinely blew me away.
Right.
Like, I'd seen clips of it. I hadn't seen it in its entirety. It's very good world building. Look, the acting's not great. It's the 1930s acting.
It's the 1930s acting. It is what it is. It's the 1930s staging. Like, it all looks like it's a play. It's all middle shots of two men going, oh, I'll say a line and smoke a pipe or whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
But the acting's a little wooden.
So the original, the inception of this story, like the movie Inception, Meron C. Cooper, one of the co-directors, his first vision was of a giant ape on top of the world's tallest building fighting aeroplanes. And then he went, okay, how do I make this work?
Right.
And went backwards from there.
Okay, yeah.
Which
I mean,
love.
I could just film that. It's in an era where I could just film that and put it on screen and
that's
people
enough.
Would be blown away. But I'm going to go the extra mile. Mm. I'm going to use logic and reason. You know?
Boy, there's a lot of logic and reason in this, I tell you what. Also, there's a lot of things in here that you'll recognize as staples of the film industry and things that still carry over.
Screaming.
Screaming.
If you love screaming, this is a film for you. At least 40 minutes of solid screaming.
Absolutely. 40 minutes of King Kong as well, which is a lot of King Kong.
Mm, yeah.
Really, yeah. Mm. It's one of the first Hollywood films to use a fully symphonic musical score by Max Steiner. Not just by him, but just in general.
Sure, okay.
Like, a lot of movies didn't really do that.
They certainly hadn't. Well, had a score by Max Steiner.
No.
None of them had at this point.
I think he maybe had done a previous movie to this. It's not one important.
More. Sure.
It's not important.
Okay. I think Max Steiner would probably think it's important.
That's true.
I mean, not now.
No. Oh, yeah. Everyone in this movie involved in it is dead, is long dead.
Even King Kong?
He died in the movie. They killed him in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do that these days.
No.
He'd give a thumbs up. Like, his corpse would give a thumbs up on the ground. He'd be like, aha, that's a little clue. He'll be back for the sequel. Aha. You know, maybe some rocks would levitate off his coffin. And you'd know there's still a chance he could come back. Snyder is the blueprint.
Absolutely, yeah. The animators for this, they also acted out the fighting between, like, the T-Rex and King Kong for reference footage.
Uh-huh.
Which makes total sense. You can see that in the wrestling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the wrestling in this. It's also combining stop motion, which was relatively new, with rear projection. This is the stuff that really blows me away.
This is the volume, baby.
It is the volume, baby.
And if you watch it like an Ahsoka or a later seasons of The Mandalorian or whatever, it is set
it's
up
like
a flight.
Framing.
It's the same framing. It's just two people in a mid-shot going, oh, we're going to go to a different room. We should stand sort of next to each other in a different room after this. Yeah, that's cool.
Also, the thing with that stop motion and rear projection, they do it two different ways. So it might be that the stop motion is the rear projection, the background, and actors are in front of it, you know, like reacting to King Kong or dinosaurs or like the log tipping, and they match it all up perfectly. Or they flip it where they have a stop motion set and they might have like an actor like in the corner and they'd film that prior and they flick one frame at a time for every movement of King Kong or whatever.
Mm, yeah.
So you're capturing that in footage, if that makes sense.
It doesn't, but I'll watch this again later on. Then I'll understand maybe.
There's a moment that really impressed me where King Kong's fighting a lizard in the cave and Anne is in the background behind him.
Yes.
And then in front of King Kong is Jack hiding behind some rocks, which people are often doing in this movie. Like hiding behind a thing while a thing is happening.
And he's like, there's no way I can die because I'm not one of the boys in the back.
That's right.
I'm safe here.
But that's three separate elements that they've combined practically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really impressive that they were able to pull that off in a relatively convincing way. Anyway, standout moments. You mentioned where they kill that Stegosaurus. That's like a extended sequence where you see it just lumbering about and it runs up and they shoot at it
it. They don't. They say, all right, boys, let's shoot this. Let's shoot this unique specimen that exists nowhere else in the world. Let's riddle this thing. And then they shoot it a bunch and it falls over and then they walk past and they're like, better shoot it in the head.
Yep. The stop motion that's happening, it's lined up perfectly, and it's one extended sequence. Yeah. It's a wanna, Mason.
It is a wanna.
You familiar with a wanna?
No, but I'll research it later. I'll understand it.
Just watch the opening of Goodfellas, Mason. That's a famous wanna.
This is the spiritual predecessor to the movie Extraction.
Sure. You know? That makes sense.
You know where Chris Hemsworth shoots that Stegosaurus in that Russian prison?
I think, all the dinosaur stuff is really fun. Even the stuff that King Kong is not in, the moment we mentioned it where King Kong is just killing several guys on a log,
yeah,
and you see every body hit the ground individually.
That's right.
They don't have to show that, and yet they do.
You know what I would say if I were to be critical of this movie? It's old yuck. But also, the sound design, like, they're not quite there yet. Like, he's often thumping his chest, you don't
there's
hear
no
it.
Footsteps.
There's no footsteps.
Foliage kind of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this is very early days of sound in cinema
as well.
When
the bodies hit the ground and crumple, they don't really make a noise.
They don't go, ah, I'm dead and I'm dying.
But I guess what they probably were expecting is people in the audience of cinemas going, just yelling out, that's obscene. You know, they wouldn't be hearing the sound effects.
I don't
anyway.
Like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the T-Rex fight, obviously. Mm. And the bit where he does the yappy jaw. Just little moments like that.
Uh-huh,
it's like,
you
don't need to put that in, but it gives him kind of an animalistic curiosity.
Sure.
Which makes him feel more alive. Mm. And just, bringing King Kong to life. Absolute marvel. So Marcel Delgado, he made the animation models and they used metal skeletal structures. Uh-huh. Previously, they'd used wood.
So it's like a Terminator.
It's like a Terminator, that's right. And then they'd use
he'd give a thumbs up.
He would, yeah. And they use material that would like flex and expand and contract for the muscles. So you see him kind of move beneath. He's covered in rabbit fur, which they would try to brush down between each movement. But you watch it kind of move up and down on him, because as they move the model, the fur moves and it kind of gives away that it is stop motion. And then they also built like a bunch of life-size stuff. There's the bust, like the head and the shoulders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a big hand and a big arm and a big foot for stomping.
Is the scale correct? Like when he goes into to Fay Wray's hotel room and like drags the bed out, it's like, is that scale right? I don't know if it's, I don't know. What did you just put rabbit fur on a broom?
Well, even the models of Kong are different. The one in the jungle is smaller than the one in the city.
Sure. And because they gave him roids on the trip over.
They must have,
Because at some point during the boat ride, somebody's like, I don't know, I've been around this guy for a while. He's not that impressive anymore, if I'm honest. Well, let's roid him up.
See how big we can get him.
Yeah. He's on GGH.
What's
Gorilla
that?
Growth Hormone.
And one
they're
thing,
all on it, all the stars.
They all the gorillas.
Oh, just diet and exercise.
Is that right, Mighty Joe Young?
Oh, poached chicken and brown rice. Shut up. You're on GGH, we all know. And bananas, is it?
Yeah. And one thing I like about this version of King Kong, and it's similar to that of Godzilla, though there is more humanity in him, is that, God, he sucks.
Sure.
Like, just, he goes on multiple tears, and sometimes it is justified, and sometimes he just pulls a woman out of her bed and goes, oh, this isn't the woman that I know, and just drops her to her death. Imagine that's the way you go out.
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
You didn't even go to the show.
No, you don't know.
You don't know what's happening.
You're probably sleeping because you did a big day shift.
Yeah. You're probably like, $20 for a ticket. This is insane. I'm not going to that.
Yeah.
I'll just have a nice rest before my work at the pollution factory or whatever.
The lead-eating factory.
Yeah, the lead-eating factory. And then you're dragged out of there. Yeah, my God, there's a point where he puts a guy in his mouth and he chomps him a couple of times. He's like, nah, and he just spits him.
Yeah.
Just spits him out.
A number of these scenes also, they were deleted for like various re-releases because people found them distressing, or the censorship boards were like, we can't put this in. It's a very violent movie.
It is.
Yeah, especially of the era.
Yeah, well, I've seen worse.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Remember those weird sucky creatures in the remake?
Oh, man, I want to talk about that.
Giving everybody a big suck.
They were, weren't they?
You know? People remember.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the city rampage. I found this fascinating that the Empire State Building had only been completed 2 years prior. Huh. And I'm trying to think of like an equivalent thing that happened like 2 years ago. And I guess it'd be like, I don't know, if King Kong destroyed Twitter. I don't know, when sure. It was bought out 2 years ago.
What if King Kong climbed that big sphere in Vegas?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
That's right.
Yeah, I love
it. It's a real struggle.
He's just slipping off.
He's slippery, so slippery. You know what?
And it's got the big face that it's looking at him, face.
It's got a big SpongeBob on it. He gets mad because hates SpongeBob. All the guys in the boat kept showing him SpongeBob on the way over. And he's like,
God, I'm getting bigger and I hate SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Do you reckon the natives of the island were happy that Kong was taken? They're like, man, that guy sucks. I hope something really terrible happens to him.
I think probably all the women that were going to be sacrificed are happy, yeah.
Sure. But also...
But maybe the natives would just sacrifice them to whatever now.
Yeah, just whatever comes through the door.
Let's sacrifice them to that dead T-Rex, I guess.
Yeah. But also, do you think, like, they would miss him? They're like, yeah, he was kind of like our TV, though, wasn't he? You know, he'd show up. It was pretty exciting. It's push true. Some trees over, do a big scream. That's good. This is good stuff.
This is good stuff. Really breaks up, you know, our normal day of lighting a bunch of torches and running around.
That's right. I want to talk about all of that. But I actually found the ending when he died, like, it's a little bit affecting still. Because he's confused. Like, he's slowing down as he's being riddled with bullets.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's wondering where the blood is coming from.
His insides.
Sure. He doesn't know that, though, does he?
I guess.
And I do think it's really funny how he bounces off the building on the way down a couple of times. Like, I enjoy that. But I think, yeah, it's funny how they managed to bring it around to, like, you know, there's no sympathy for Godzilla. It's like, good.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Well, the original one I'm talking about. Yeah. But this, it's like, oh, no, he's just, you know, he's just a bloke having a go, wasn't he?
It's true, yeah. Yeah.
And I do love that line where
it's the Crocodile Dundee of his time. He got sent to a world that was not his own.
Yep.
And he just lashed out, you know?
He did, yeah. I do love that line that it's like, it wasn't the airplanes that killed him. It was beauty that killed the beast, which is basically like women. Am I right? Can you believe women did this?
Beauty's the brand of the machine guns.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
fine. So technically he's not wrong.
Yeah, yeah. God. Now, in terms of reactions to this, people, like the general audience, loved it. It's a blockbuster. It's the equivalent of a 1933 blockbuster. Our co-director, Meron Cooper, who reacted to a critic's idea that the movie was implausible by saying, "Sure it is. I can't think of anything more implausible." Imagine seeing this and going, "This isn't very real."
Yep.
Yeah, man.
What's that guy? What's that science guy? What's that guy?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's the guy. It's exactly... Oh. Actually, the gorilla would be crushed under its own weight, I think, actually. Well, he's on the GGH. So
that's
don't
right.
Worry
yeah, it. You don't know. So, of course, there are dated depictions in this of, you know, the way they treated women or the one woman. Oh, no, there's two women because another one gets flung out of that building,
yeah.
I guess. And the natives, obviously. And, you know, obviously it is of the era. It's a very different time. But here's something that's interesting. The film was initially banned in Nazi Germany, with the censors describing it as an attack against the nerves of the German people.
And
I know, right? And potentially German racial sentiment. However, according to a confidant of Adolf Hitler, Hitler himself was fascinated by this film and saw it several times. He was a big film buff. So if you like this movie, you like the same thing as Hitler.
Wow.
Yeah, so just bear that in mind.
Sure.
Do you like this movie?
Yeah, but I didn't know that Hitler thing.
Well, Hitler breathed oxygen. We're all breathing oxygen.
Oh, sometimes you like that, do you?
No, I don't like anything about that guy.
Wow.
I don't like him.
Hmm.
I mean, I like how he's addicted to meth. I think that's pretty funny.
That is funny.
Yeah. Anyway, it's time for trivia. 1933, King Kong. This is the trivia segment of the show, Mason.
This is going to be obscene.
I don't think so. On August 10th, 2004, 2 days after Fay Wray died, the Empire State Building darkened its lights in memory of her. It's nice because she was up it in this movie.
That's a nice tribute. And again, if the Las Vegas Sphere was around when she passed, they would have put a one of her eyes real big on it. And I think that'd be beautiful. Just looking around at Vegas, you know?
Yep. Now, you might have heard about this, but there's a deleted scene which has never been found, which was apparently only publicly shown once for a preview screening. And it's a scene where Kong shakes the sailors off the bridge and they fall into the ravine and then they're eaten by giant spiders. Now, apparently at this alleged preview screening that may or may not have happened, audience members screamed and left the theater, or they talked about this grisly sequence throughout the subsequent scenes. And so one of the directors said, it just stopped the picture cold. So the next day back at the studio, I took it out myself. And this has completely disappeared. There's rumors of its existence and there are still images that do. But it was remade, of course, in the 2005 King Kong movie. And Peter Jackson also went back and made that scene in the style of 1933. Oh, yeah, right. Which is fun. He did the whole black and white thing and rear projection and all of that, which is a fun little thing he did.
And look, it's fun to think that people were too scared of the spider sequence, but I think the second theory is more fun, the idea that they wouldn't stop talking about it afterwards. Yeah. Oh, he's climbed the building, but it's not as good as the spider thing. Oh, he's climbed. Oh, it's not as good as the spider thing. Everybody's taking photos of King Kong, but it's not as good as the spider thing.
Never somebody should have taken photos of the spider thing. I wish I did. Wish I took photos of it. But your cameras, they take forever. You know how they are in 1933.
Or as we call it, the present day. Anyway, let's burn down this theatre. Something to do.
It is something to do. So you mentioned this, but there's a moment where somebody says, these tickets cost me $20. Now, assuming that they're $10 each, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure.
He's buying two tickets, one for him and one for a woman he's trapped into his life. Mm. $10 in 1933 is equivalent to $234 in 2024. Is that a reasonable amount of money to go to a theater and you heard there might be a gorilla there and then they pull up the curtain, there's just a giant gorilla chained up? Is that a reasonable amount of money to pay?
That's a chance you are taking, isn't it? That's wild.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, I don't know how much, Taylor Swift is often touring, and I don't know how much those tickets cost, but maybe sort of equivalent.
Yeah.
What if you were like, hey, listen, you can pay $230 and Taylor Swift might play a series of hits from her vast catalogue of albums, or there's just a giant gorilla chain. And maybe it gets loose.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's probably worth it, honestly, yeah. It's 50-50.
It really is. God.
Before they set it both up, Taylor Swift goes on stage and they set the gorilla up and then they flip a coin. And if it's tails, Taylor Swift is just like, well, bye.
Or she drops through the stage, just the trap door opens. You know how Roger Ebert, he didn't like the original Godzilla? He did like this one. He's like, it's corny and cheesy and whatever, blah, blah, blah.
But it's American-made.
Yeah, he loves it. American-made. He likes it. But I read his review and there's a reluctance to it to like, I know it's hokey and silly and the special effects don't hold up, but I like it, I guess. You know, you can openly like it. It's okay. Hitler liked it, but whatever.
That's right.
Whatever. This is also one of 11 films that Fay Wray appeared in, released in 1933.
Damn.
So I feel like this was an easier time, right? There's no method acting. There's no weight loss or muscle gain.
Sure.
You turn up.
There would have been some meth acting.
Oh, definitely.
Sort of later on, I think.
Yeah.
Once we hit the Judy Garland era, there would definitely be some meth acting.
It really would have just been like, you turn up, they switch on the camera, you go, what's that? Who's there? They switch it off, you have a cigarette, you know.
Yeah.
Your movie's done.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. Mm. But I mean, you were also kind of, you know, you were in contract to that movie studio for your entire life.
That is true.
And you got $10 a week.
Yep.
Which was enough to see a giant gorilla, I guess. So that's something.
That's right. In terms of box office, the budget of this was $672,000, which is the equivalent to about $16 million nowadays. And the box office return initially was $5.3 million, which today is about $126 million. So big return on this. Mm-hmm. This film grossed $90,000 in its opening weekend, the biggest opening ever at the time, and it actually saved RKO, who made this. The previous year, they lost $10 million.
Wow.
I mean, in movies. I don't think they just lost it.
Sure, right.
Yeah. So MGM, they actually offered to buy this movie before it was released for $1 million, which RKO declined, luckily, because every time they re-released this, it made like multiple millions of dollars. Right. This was an absolute cash cow for them. It also got a sequel 9 months later, the same year Son of Kong came out in December.
Well, 9 months later. That means Kong was doing it.
He was doing it. We don't know the gestational cycle of a giant gorilla.
It's probably 9 months.
Yeah, it's probably 9 months.
Isn't that what that Hugh Grant movie's about?
Yeah.
The gestational period of a giant gorilla?
That's right, where he impregnates Julianne Moore with a giant gorilla.
Yeah.
And Robin Williams comes in, he's like, I'm a doctor.
Ooh, very good. Ooh, lovely. Ooh. A gorilla, you say? Ooh.
So the King Kong movies, just the movies themselves, we're not talking about the animated show, merchandise, all of that. At time of recording, they've made $1.7 billion.
Are we including the MonsterVerse movies?
Yes. Is this enough for... Oh, maybe. I don't know.
It's probably.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be more or less. No, that's probably right.
We said a big number. What more do you people
want? Yeah, what more do you want?
God.
These people, they're always like, your numbers aren't accurate. You don't know what you're talking about. Kill yourself. No, I won't. I'm going to live.
That's right. I'm going to live and say random numbers. 4, 72, 100 billion trillion. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. Those numbers were all wrong, by the way.
That's right. Oh, they were
wrong for the context.
We also don't even know, like, in terms of how wrong.
Yeah.
Because we don't understand the original context.
That's right.
Yeah. But you know what? You know what's good context? Or should I say content?
Go on.
Things over at BigSandwich.co, where the early videos go up there. And by that, I mean these get done and they go up early. Here's a hint towards next week, by the way. We're doing Mad Max. We're doing the Mad Max movies, Mason.
I love that.
So you can see that they're early, but there's also bonus movie commentaries. There's video game Let's Plays. We play so many good and bad video games there.
You play them.
Yeah.
I got fumble fingers, so, you know, I mostly just commentate from the back.
Yeah.
Do it better.
Do a backflip.
Play a better game.
Yeah.
Too late, I guess.
There's other bonus podcasts. Also our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. That comes out there early on Sunday as opposed to Monday. But if you want to check that out, we're going to talk about the new Godzilla X Kong movie.
That's right.
That's got its own YouTube channel, Spotify. It's on Apple and whatever. Just Google it all. Just use whatever thing you use, all right?
Just use whatever.
I don't know what you use. I don't know what you're up to.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are you listening to podcasts on Roku or something?
Is that what you're doing?
Maybe you do it. They can probably do that.
You shouldn't do that.
That functionality is probably there, though.
But don't do it.
Don't do it.
All right. Thanks, everyone. And thank you to Ben and Lawrence for the edit.
Thank you, Ben and Lawrence. Oh, also, before we go.
Yeah.
Yogo commercials.
Oh, my God.
We didn't even mention Yogo commercials.
I love those.
Yeah.
Why you bring them up, though? Because they're stop motion gorilla stuff?
Because they're stop motion gorilla stuff.
Yeah, man. Look those up. Australian as well, by the way.
That's
Australian
right.
Australian owned and loved.
Yeah.
Is Yogo any good? I can't imagine it is. I don't remember liking as a kid. I remember eating it being like, I like the idea of this, but this tastes like shit.
Mm. Good ads, though.
Great ads.
That's just why I'm...
Speed. They did Speed, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Among others.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
Well, grab that jammy, guys. We'll see you next week.
Get yourself a Yogo.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.